This call is being recorded.
I invite you all to take a deep breath and relax, and maybe wiggle your toes. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect moment. I hope you have settled yourself in a comfortable seated or lying down position in your beautiful sacred space, filled with love, love, love. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment forward, this eternal instant. Now visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his ultraviolet fire angels and his violet flame inside your pillar of light. Now feel the love, the power, and the purity all about you, and breathe it in. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, known and unknown, seen and unseen, from the beginning of time till the now. It frees you from all negative vibrations, known and unknown. Now see the violet flame inside your pillar for added protection. We now call upon beloved Matt, Archangel Michael, and his blue, sort of blue flame. He hands it to you. Feel how it fits in your palm, in your hand. This brilliant blue, powerful sort of protection. Bring it to your heart chakra. Now set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it about your head and down around your entire body and under your feet 2 times. Now feel how you have cleared yourself by cutting yourself free. This includes any and all discordant entities which may have attached themselves to you unknowingly. Now we lovingly release them to the golden white light of Source. See the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these negative energies that you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. Whoopee! Now take a moment. Look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energy structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you and see your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens. It connects you to the great central sun magnet. And now we say, thank you, mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light which keeps me invisible, invincible, impenetrable, and untouchable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. I thank you. It is done. It is complete. It is manifested in God's most holy name. I am, and so it is, and so mote it be. Namaste.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just let yourself become more and more relaxed as you focus on your breathing. You look deeper or feel deeper into yourself as you become aware of your breath as a conscious knowing, not as at an unconscious level as you are always doing, but focus now in each breath now as you take a deep breath in, breathing in through your nose, breathing in the light, And exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind out through your lips. Let it all go. Then take another deep breath in, breathing in the light in through your nose. And exhale out through your mouth any darkness. Another deep breath in, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now focus on your etheric body and your chakra centers and all of the 9 chakras that are activated in each and every one on this call, with no exception. And as you focus on each of the chakra centers, starting from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet, all the way up to the Soul Star chakra just above your head, and the 7 chakras in between. And as each one, as you focus on each one and the color of that chakra, focus on not the color itself, but the vibration within that color. The vibration that the higher frequency or the higher intensity of the color raises the vibration in each chakra. So starting from the Earth Star chakra, deep, dark, deep earth brown color. The next chakra up, red. Bright, bright, bright red. Next, orange. Next, in the solar plexus area, yellow. Bright yellow sun. Heart center, deep blue green. Think of the forest, a beautiful forest, when you visualize this chakra. Then your high heart center, magenta, a beautiful magenta color. Next, at the throat area, sky blue. And the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver at the top of the head. And then the soul star chakra, approximately a foot above your head. See that as a brilliant, pure white. As you're focusing on each chakra now and focusing on the intensity of those colors and the vibration increasing with that intensity of the colors, see all of the chakras now blending together, all blending together, working as one together, not as each separate individual chakra, because as you focus on the separate individual chakra, you are still involved in the programming within those chakras. Now we want you to focus on bringing all of the chakras together as one, a blending. Be the one. Bring it all together. And from that, see the light, the white light that bursts from your chakra centers now. And all are combined into one, and your chakras just burst into a brilliant white flame, if you will, or a white light just shooting out in all directions now. All directions from your etheric and astral body and your physical body. And see that bright white light increasing and growing. All of this is emanating now from your soul star chakra. All have blended into that soul star chakra and spreading out in all directions. brilliant white light, growing and expanding beyond the building wherever you find yourself, or outside, just expanding in the environment that you are in, growing, expanding. Out through whatever town or village or province or city or state, whatever it might be, just flashing out. And with this, there might be a flash of light within as your eyes are closed, your physical eyes are closed, but your third eye is now opening wide. Let it open wide. Let it be what it is. As you visualize this entire scene now, with the light growing across the entire planet, and let yourselves now, as you've learned to exit out through the physical body, through your third eye, as a window or doorway into the astral realm, let yourself exit out now from the body. But the light is still around your etheric body and your astral body, and of course your physical body as well. As you float on up from your physical form, the light continues to expand and grow further and further out, past whatever city, state you are in, out past the country, and so on and so on, as you move higher and higher up into the earth, past the earth's atmosphere. And you look back down and you see the effects of your light is spreading across the planet, connecting with everyone else's light that is both on this call and also across the planet, as anyone begins to raise their vibration and becomes a part of this white light now without even knowing that they are. Let it be what it is as this white light expands further and further and further out. It is the white light. It is the Christ consciousness light that you are spreading now. Let it spread throughout the planet. See the entire planet now. Gaia herself, brilliant white light all around the planet. And inside the planet as well, in inner Earth, and surrounding the planet on the surface, and then rising above the surface, out further and further out, all the way into the solar system, surrounding all of the planets of the solar system, all becoming brilliant white light throughout the solar system and out past the solar system into the galaxy. White light everywhere. And wherever there can be this white light, there is no darkness. No longer pockets of darkness. And the more that you can visualize this and create this into being, using, as you used earlier, the magic that is within each and every one of you. Magic. This is magic, my friends. Let it be what it is. Feel it. Know that you are expressing this magic. This magic of the light everywhere. Throughout the planet, the solar system, and the galaxy beyond. And galaxies beyond that. You can continue to take this all the way out if you wish. But for now, just let everything be bathed in this white consciousness light, white Christ consciousness light. And know that this white Christ consciousness light brings with it a higher vibrational frequency up into the fifth dimensional expression and beyond that. And where there is this expression, there can be no illusion, no lower illusion of the third dimension any longer. So if you could find yourself in this light all of the time, at a conscious and an unconscious knowing level, then you are literally in that fifth dimension and beyond expression. And your ascension is assured in that process. This is somewhat of what you would feel, of what you would express, of what you would know in that ascension process, following the great event, the great changeover that is fast coming now. Now, let yourselves begin to draw back to your physical form, bringing this intense white Christ consciousness light back in with you, bringing it all back, your astral and etheric body back into your physical form. But feel and know and visualize this light still within your physical body now, and expressing into every organ of your body, every cell of your body, becoming enlightened by this light, by this Christ consciousness. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed in this Christ consciousness. Let it continue to flow through you and in you. And I am Sananda, and I come at this time to be with you in these special times that you are in, these times of great change that is coming based on the energies that are coming into the planet. And we know that many of you have been feeling these greater, higher energies coming in and having an effect on you. In the past, these effects would have wreaked havoc with your central nervous system, but not any longer. For most of you are able to withstand or take these energies in, and because you have been acclimating to these energies, and you can take more and more stronger levels of these energies coming in and be able to work with the energies and know that the energies, although very strong and even may bring some difficult times as far as your physical body is concerned, but you know that it is something that will pass. And it always passes. So know that each time as these energies become stronger and stronger and stronger. And again, you have been acclimating more and more to these energies. So they are not able to have the effect that they once did or that they are having on many, many more people across the planet that are experiencing dizziness, are experiencing a sense of not belonging within their body. Even those of you may be feeling that particular expression now. Not being out of your body, but your body being somewhat foreign to you. You will experience this more and more if you have not already. Somewhat a feeling of disassociation. Because you are disassociating more and more with the physical body as you know it now. Your physical body is becoming lighter and lighter. And therefore, you will not feel the denseness within that physical body as much as you did in the past. And this will become stronger and stronger, but the effects of this will become lesser and lesser. So allow for the process to continue to happen just as it needs to, just as it needs to for each and every one of you as an individual. Wherever you are in the moment, this is how you will be affected by these energies. Some will feel it again as dizziness. Some will feel it as disassociation.
Some will feel it as their heart is racing. And other different kinds of symptoms as well that many of you have been feeling over a period of time, here and there. Not all of the time, certainly, because you would not be able to handle that. But here and there, different times of the day, of the week, of the month, you are feeling this. And it is also associated with the planets and the stars and the way they are aligning at this point. So you are feeling this expression at various levels because of all that is happening, both outside of yourself and certainly within yourself as well. All of this is a part of the process, or a part of the plan, as you are saying. And yes, indeed, the plan is your plan, or you are a part of the greater plan here. But there is certainly a greater plan at work, way beyond your individual conscious knowing at this point. But it is coming together more and more, and you are beginning to find that as you use the term connecting the dots. And many of you are beginning to do that more and more based on those things you are hearing and seeing, but even more importantly, those things that you are feeling within yourself. You, the knowing that comes over you, and various points within your body express this knowing that it is indeed a knowing. So again, allow the process to continue to evolve within you, and it is an evolvement and even a revolution within you that is happening. The revolution is not just happening outside of yourself. It is happening within, and the heart expression within you, your higher heart, is beginning more and more to feel all of this, and you are hearing more and more those wee whispers within you telling you to do this, to do that. And when you have those whispers, when you have those deep feelings or those deep knowings within you, trust it. Trust that you are being guided by your team. And yes, each and every one of you have a team, a spiritual team of guides that are working with you, from your higher God self to your twin flame to those that are here to work with you, various teammates, you might call them. And they are all here working together to bring this entire process about, not only for you as an individual, but as a collective you throughout the planet. And just let it continue on. And do not in any way begin to feel like you are being forsaken, or that everything you have been hearing is not true, that you are indeed headed toward disaster, and all of these things that your cabal, the dark forces, want to foster upon you. That is in the past. That is their old programming that they continue to work on, continuing to bring fear every opportunity they can, because that is all they know to be able to stay in control. But the more that you realize that you are not to be controlled, that you are free, and that you will not comply, you can say no to anything that they come forward with, and many of you are, all of you are now as we find it, that are on this call, and all that will resonate to these words, you are free beings. Let yourself be free. And know that you are free from now and forevermore, never to be put in this position again to be controlled unless you allow yourself for it to happen. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you would continue to follow along the path that is before you. Because this path that you are on is taking you forward into the higher extremities, the higher dimensions that are available to you even now in this moment. Mani Padme Om, Mani Padme Om, greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to continue this process that was started quite some time ago, back in your 2011-2012 time period. And it is just growing by leaps and bounds. And we are not talking in terms of the ones that are on this call. That goes up and down as we find it. But we are talking about the influence that each and every one of you have as a group together and as an individual, reaching out to all of those around you whenever you have the opportunity to spread that light, that Christ consciousness light that you are all working with now. You may not have even known you were working with this Christ consciousness light, but you are. And we as the guides, the ones that have been working with this group, have been working to bring this light to you more and more and more. And today was a somewhat of a culmination for you. Not the end, certainly. There is much more yet to come. But we are bringing this further and further along because of who you each and every one of you are and how you are becoming the light warriors that you need to be as these times approach where you will be called upon more and more. For your understanding, for your knowing, for your belief system, many will be thrusting forward to be in the light that you are providing to them, the light and the truth that you are bringing forward. We are ready for your questions here now, if you have them. You can unmute your phones and ask your questions if you have. Is there anyone out there?
I'm here.
Yes, very good. Would there be questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
We talk a lot about the higher consciousness and being gods ourselves, but is it really, are we, like in Buddhism, they say not to refer to yourself as a god. Is it just the fact that we are Christ consciousness? Is that what we're referring to when we refer to ourselves as God?
We would ask you a question, and this has been asked before, and we have given the same answer here. But we would ask you, is everything around you God? Do you consider everything around you God? This is your question. We ask you. You must answer here.
I don't know.
Then we ask you differently here. Do you consider that everything around you has the God source within it?
Yes.
God's creative source.
Yes.
Yes. So everything has that creative source around you. Anything that has consciousness has the creative God source. No?
Yes.
Yes. So if that is true, and we certainly believe it is, then how could you not have that creative God source within you and therefore be God?
Okay, that answers my question. I was confused.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, there is a difference with knowing this and going about and telling everybody else that you are, you see. That then begins to bring the ego into it more, and you do not want to do that. But just know that you are the God source within you, and therefore you are God walking on the planet here. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We agree with you, and we do not add to this.
Very good. Then we are ready for next question, if there is.
I have a question.
Yes.
Didn't hear you very well. Anyway, it's a question. Sometimes, I'll tell you the actual instance. Well, actually, there's a couple of them. There
please
is a
keep
particular...
it brief. Please keep it brief.
Yeah. I'll be as brief as I possibly can.
Yes.
Chronologically, I understand all incarnations are basically, you know, there's no time on the other side of the veil. And so kind of like it's there's not an in order thing of incarnations. Is it possible to communicate with a being that has already incarnated as somebody chronologically after the time that they were the being that I'm trying to communicate with? Does that make any sense?
We will answer here. Dear brother, may we share?
Absolutely.
Oh, dear brother, we know the answer to this, but we will ask you, what do you think?
I believe it is possible.
And it is, because consciousness and memory and soul record are all the same thing. So if a being has passed and gone to the soul, the monad, the head, the source, and then has reincarnated again, all the memories, all the experiences that has occurred prior to the next reincarnation still exist. So when you are contacting that being, you're contacting a part of that soul that has had those experiences and still exists. Nothing is ever erased. All is intact. Does that make sense to you, dear brother?
Yes, it does. So I think I already knew the answer to my question. I just wanted to.
Yes, you did, dear brother. And we find that most of the time you do know the answers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Shoshana.
Namaste, dear brother.
And we would say namaste. That all of you that were present at a certain advance that occurred here witnessed this exact same thing that we are speaking of here occur here. Many of you know what we are speaking of here. We will not
doesn't
go into
involve music.
Collaboration here. Very good. We are ready for next question, if there is.
Greetings, this is Moses.
Would
like to know, how do you perceive the election that is happening today in the country of Philippines, in Asia? There is a great movement by the people who want to push out the tyrant that is at the head of, at the leadership of this nation. And there's, you know, the people are very hopeful for a new leader. And my question is, how do you perceive this taking place? Is the are our bodies and the ships perhaps going to help so that there's no?
You broke off here. Did not hear the end of that. Moses has left the building, we find it.
I think he was going to say to prevent cheating. I think that's what he meant.
We will answer this not in a direct way pertaining to that exact occurrence there, but more in a general, overall way here, to look at everything that is happening with your election process that is being revealed in many different ways, in many different places, and more of this will continue as well, as election fraud has become a very talked about occurrence more and more here. People are realizing it. People are awakening to the control issue that has been going on for quite some time. So this is all in the process of changing. And you are seeing it directly in this country of the United States, where it is being brought to the forefront more and more. Maybe not to the point that you, each one of you, wanted to be at this level, but it is changing. It is coming. People are awakening, and it is coming more and more as we find it, as these things are brought forward. And this will occur all across the world here, across the entire planet, as more people are saying no more, that we are free, that we will not be controlled. And that is coming closer and closer, much more than you might even believe here at this point. Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We will share. We will share on this, and we would ask permission of dear brother Moses if he can hear us. We assume we have permission.
Of course. Thank you.
Dear brother, what you have requested is a predictive answer to a situation. And there is no ascended master, there is no higher being that will offer a definitive answer, because the free will of the people exists here on this planet. And the planet allows for free will and allows for decisions to be made out of free will. Now, free will is taken from people often through the tyrannical leadership that you describe here. So we cannot say, oh, the Philippines will have a new leader. Oh, the Philippines will not have a new leader, because that would create karma for us. We cannot be predictive. We cannot predict the future. What we will say, what we know, is that the peoples of the Philippines are pure of heart. They are mostly light. They are an amazing people, humble, loving, compassionate, community-oriented, family-oriented people in this country, and they are naive. So because of the innocence, the naive innocence of these people, they have been ruled with an iron hand for a long time. So they are waking up. So you ask this because we believe that you are looking to see if they are awake enough to overturn their tyrannical government. That will have to be seen. We are rooting for them, you might say. And we are praying for them, you might say, but we cannot give the answer. Namaste.
Yes, very good. Would there be any other further questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Back in December, not too long after the advance, on one particular evening, I started doing I am statements. Then I decided to take that a little bit further, I guess. And keep doing the I ams. And what I did was I just said, as soon as something came into my consciousness, I just said, I am that. And I kept going and I kept going, kept going. After about 30, 40 minutes of this, I actually morphed, or I don't know, next thing I had a lot of higher, at my higher self and a lot of other, I would say, voices in my head, higher beings. I kind of just I am'd my way there by just proclaiming that I was everything. Everything I could think of, the chair, the wall. And I did that until I literally feel like I amped my way out of my own soul, my own soul expression, and kind of just melted into everything, the oneness of all that is. And so my question is twofold. Number one, is there a protocol or some tool? Because the more I thought about that, the more I realized I could actually use this as an advanced tool to really literally put myself in 5D and keep myself there, if I use the I am statements correctly. And number two, I think we all got ill back in December. That was when we all got really, really sick. I got very, very ill the next morning, and I was wondering about the timing of that, whether I quote unquote sort of stormed heaven because the I am statements that I did the night before were definitely profound enough to have some major shifts. And so I was wondering if that was related at all, or whether that was an independent event.
As we find it, dear one, you are working with a great deal of energy that you were creating within yourself. And as you are very much correct here in terms of taking heaven by storm, which we have spoken of many times before, and you need to be careful of that, because it may be a little bit before its time, kind of like your great wines are before their time, you see. So
right.
Know that you are certainly on the right track. It is a tool that you have come across here. Many, many more are coming across this as well. And you can bring all of this together now at the point that you are now and simply say, I am the universe. You can bring it all together as one now, you see, and have
right.
the same effect rather than prolonging it, what you said, for 40 minutes or whatever it might be. But that is up to you as to how you want to continue to work in that respect. But know that you are certainly raising your vibrations in those moments. And the more that you do that, and this is what the I am statements can do for you, they can bring you into the higher vibrations and keep you there longer and longer and longer. And that is the goal. That is the process of moving through and toward your full ascension.
We will share.
Yeah, please do.
We will share if we may. May we share, dear brother?
Absolutely.
Dear brother, we have a question for you.
Yes.
Is the experience of oneness worth the physical pain?
Say it again.
Is the experience of oneness that you experienced in the process that you began and then followed by a physical upset, was it worth the physical upset to experience the oneness?
Well, the physical upset was pretty brutal, but yes, it actually was, and I think.
And we will, if we may continue, we will give you the reason for the physical upset. Would you wish to have that?
Yes, please.
Dear brother, the physical upset occurred because you are human. Because the fear of what you experienced, the underlying consciousness of, oh my God, I am God, I am one mm-hmm. with all things, is in many ways overwhelming to the physical being, you see. So the idea of taking heaven by storm is because the human doesn't have the sustained consciousness to experience that and then not have a physical upset. And that is why it is little by little. Maybe you can do the I am process that you began in 5-minute increments, you see, and then in 10, and then in 15, and then in 20, and allow the vibration of your physical being to catch up. You see, it was a conflict
right.
in vibration, you see. So you have to allow for your physical body that has no idea what you're doing, because it is the Earth's body. It has
right.
no idea of the vibration that you reach, so it rebels. So now,
right.
that is why you do it in small increments and build up to that. We find you... And you know this, that the beings that you have been, the world that you have created, the power that you have had, you are trying once again to harness it in the third dimensional body that you have. And it is clearly difficult. So we would just say to to go slowly as the one who serves has given and build up to that pinnacle so that the physical body can meld with that vibration that you created. Does that make sense to you, dear brother?
It makes complete sense. Absolutely.
Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you both.
Yes, namaste.
We are done for the time. We need to release channel here. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
Not at this time.
Very good. Then we will say to you, as your discussion earlier, to trust the plan. Just continue to do that. Trust the universal plan, the overall plan that is in works for everyone together. And everyone together is bringing this plan forward. So just know that. Trust it. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.